بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. محترم حضرات، الحمد للہ آج ہم سب کا یہاں پر جمع ہونا قرآن کی نسبت پر ہے، اور الحمد للہ یو کے کی مشہور و معروف شخصیت آج ہمارے درمیان الحمد للہ موجود ہے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان کے یہاں آنے کو قبول فرمائے. الحمد للہ جب ہم نے فون کیا تھا تو ہمیں اس سے پہلے مجھے ویسے پتہ چل گیا تھا کہ حضرت کا پروگرام جو ہے تقریباً دسمبر تک سارے فکس ہو چکے ہیں، لیکن اس کے باوجود مشغولیوں کے باوجود کے حضرت نے ہمیں پروگرام دیا ہے. تو حضرت ان شاء اللہ جو بھی کچھ ملفوظات بیان فرمائیں گے قرآن و حدیث کی روشنی میں، اس کو ہم اپنی زندگی میں اتارنے کی کوشش کریں. اور دوسری بات یہ کہ اتنی مجبوریوں کے بعد باوجود جو حضرت نے ہمیں یہ پروگرام عنایت فرمایا ہے، ہم حضرت کا تہے دل سے جو ہے مشکور ہیں. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے، دنیا اور آخرت میں جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے. اور جو حضرات آج باہر سے تشریف لائے ہیں، لندن سے، لیسٹر سے، ڈیوزبری، اسی طرح بلیک برن سے، گلوسٹر سے، کافی سارے حضرات آئے ہیں. میں ان آنے والے مہمانوں کا بھی شکریہ ادا کرتا ہوں کہ انہوں نے وقت نکال کر اس پروگرام کے اندر آنے کی زحمت فرمائی. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہم سب کے یہاں پر جمع ہونے کو قبول اور منظور فرمائے، اور آگے کا پروگرام چلانے کے لیے میں اپنے فادر اور ہمارے سسر مولانا ہاشم صاحب کو یہ مائک دیتا ہوں. انشاءاللہ یہ پروگرام آگے چلائیں گے. جزاک اللہ.
سب سے پہلے تو ہمارا یہاں جمع ہونا کلام پاک کی نسبت کے اوپر ہے. اللہ رب العزت ہم سب کا یہاں جو بیٹھنا اور یہاں جمع ہونا قبول فرمائے، اور سب سے بڑھ کر یہ کہ حضرت مولانا سلیم صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ کا ہم تہے دل سے شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں کہ حضرت نے اتنی بیماریوں کے باوجود، اتنی مشغولیوں کے باوجود، اپنا شیڈول اتنا ٹائٹ ہونے کے باوجود ہمیں یہ موقع نصیب فرمایا. اور میں امید کرتا ہوں کہ یہ پہلا موقع تو ہے، لیکن اللہ رب العزت بار بار حضرت کی یہاں رشید، یعنی حضرت کی رشید بہادری ہو اور یہ آخری موقع نہ ہو. اللہ رب العزت حضرت کے قدم کو یہاں بار بار لے آئے. ہمارے دل میں یہ ہے کہ ہم ان کے ملفوظات کے اوپر یعنی غور سے سنیں اور اس کے اوپر عمل کرنے کی نیت کریں. آگے چونکہ میں حضرت سے کسی زمانے کے اندر بہت قریب رہا ہوں، لیکن ابھی چونکہ بہت دور، یعنی اعتبار سے دور رہتا ہوں، میں نے بعض لوگوں سے سنا ہے کہ حضرت یعنی جو ہے اپنا تعریف وغیرہ قبول، یعنی وہ تو ہر ایک کسی پر ہونی چاہیے، لیکن چونکہ میں زیادہ حضرت کسی سے واقف نہیں ہوں، تو اگر سے میں مولانا احمد صاحب جو حضرت کے خادم خاص ہیں ان کا بہت اصرار ہے کہ وہ نہ کھڑے ہوں، لیکن چونکہ میں آگے یہ نہیں کرتا، میں نے ان سے حکم یعنی کیا ہے کہ مولانا احمد صاحب حضرت کا کچھ مختصر تعارف کرائیں گے. وجہ صرف یہ ہے اس کے حضرات کہ یہاں کا جو ماحول ہے، اس کے اس ماحول کے اندر انگریزی جو انگلش اسپیکنگ ہے ان کے لیے حضرت مولانا کا تعارف ان کے اعتبار سے ہونا اس لیے ضروری ہے کہ حضرت کا جو کام حضرت نے سنبھالا ہوا ہے، اور وہ بھی آج سے نہیں، حضرت کی تقریباً 25-26 سال کی عمر سے. مختصر یہ کہہ دیتا ہوں میں کہ حضرت کی فراغت جو ہوئی ہے دارالعلوم بری سے 86 میں ہوئی. 86 کے اندر فراغت کے بعد حضرت نے 91 تک تو دارالعلوم بری کے اندر خدمت انجام دی. اس کے بعد جب حضرت یعنی کے والد صاحب کا وصال ہوا 91 کے اندر، تو حضرت تشریف لے آئے لیسٹر کے اندر اپنی والدہ کے پاس، اور وہاں ایک چھوٹے سے مکتب کے اندر اس کو یعنی دین کا جو یہ سلسلہ شروع کیا، خدمت کا مکتب کے اعتبار سے شروع کیا. اور وہاں سے رہ کے انہوں نے حضرت نے یوتھ ہیں، نوجوان ہیں، نوجوانوں کے اندر حضرت نے کام اس طرح شروع کیا کہ انگریزی کے اندر قرآن مجید کا ترجمہ ان کے سامنے کرنا، ان کی اصلاح کا یہ جو یہ ہے سلسلہ ہے وہ شروع کیا حضرت نے. اس کے بعد آہستہ 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 اللہ رب العزت نے اس میں ترقی دی، اور آج ایک بہت ماشاء اللہ ایک ایسا بڑا باغ کھڑا ہو گیا ہے اپنے اسلامی دعوی اکیڈمی کے نام سے کہ ماشاء اللہ یہاں کے کئی فائدین ملک بھر کے اندر اور یورپ بھر کے نصیب انجام دے رہے ہیں. جب ہر سال یوتھ کا یہاں کانفرنس ہوتا ہے، تو مجھے بتلایا گیا کہ کم سے کم جو تعداد ہوتی ہے وہ 5000، پورے ملک بھر سے 5000 کی تعداد کے اندر ہر سال وہاں جمع ہوتے ہیں. تو یہ تو میں اردو میں مختصر بول رہا ہوں، لیکن اصل یہ ہے کہ یہاں کے انگریزی دا حضرات کے سامنے کچھ تھوڑی تفصیل آنی چاہیے تاکہ ان کے اندر بھی شوق اور ولولہ پیدا ہو. اس لیے میں مولانا احمد صاحب سے درخواست کروں گا کہ مختصر تعارف حضرت کا انگلش کے اندر کرا دیں، تاکہ یہاں سے جو بیچارے جو پہلی دفعہ حضرت کی ملاقات کر رہے ہیں ان کے سامنے تھوڑی تفصیل آ جائے. جزاک اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسولنا الکریم، اما بعد.
upon the instruction of our Honorable Maulana Hashim Sahib Zida Majdhum, I would like to mention a few points regarding our Honorable Sheikh Hafidhahullah. The respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah migrated from his place of birth in India in the year 1973, and he migrated to his city Leicester, and in Leicester he progressed both in his academic secular education as well as religious education. But it was the desire of his respected father, late father rahimahullah, that he sacrifice the Honorable Shaykh only for the work of deen, only for the work of religion, only for the work of Islam. And it was his desire to make him an alim. So he enrolled him in the Institute Darul Umbari in the year 1980. And just as Maulana mentioned, the Shaykh Hafidhullah graduated in 1986, and thereafter he rendered his services to the Institute till 1991. And in 1991, after the demise of his late father, upon the instruction of his late mother, his mother, Zida Majduha, who is still alive, may Allah prolong her life and keep her shadow over the Honorable Sheikh Hafidhullah for a long period to come. She insisted that the Sheikh Hafidhullah moves back to Leicester. After moving back to Leicester, it was his desire, through the nurturing of his respected father, rahimahullah, that he starts some work of deen. And due to lack of resources, the Honorable Sheikh Hafidhullah started this work of the Islamic Dawah Academy from his home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the Shaykh Hafidhahullah. So this work progressed. From his home, he bought another house. And from there, the Islamic Dawah Academy flourished. Words cannot give justice to what the Shaykh has done, not only in this country, but far the effects of this work of the Shaykh Hafidhahullah has reached far away throughout the world. It was the Shaykh Hafidhahullah who started the work in the English language. When he moved to Leicester, he had this desire in him, this zeal in him, that how can the youth come to the straight path? How can this young generation, how can we save our young generation? And to achieve this, the Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah started giving durus in the Quran in the English language, durus of the hadith in the English language. And slowly, slowly, this work of the Shaykh Hafidhahullah flourished. And he started these programs for the youth, monthly programs, annual conferences. And these annual conferences flourished to such extent that now this conference takes place at the Islamic Dawah Academy. And more than 5,000 people, 5,000 youth from all over the UK, I would say even from abroad, come and participate in this program and benefit from this program. And so many youth, after the program, write to the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, write to the Islamic Dawah Academy, then we have benefited in such and such a way. So, I would urge each and every person sitting here, that we benefit from the Shaykh Hafidhahullah. He has progressed immensely in both in his academic studies and as well as in the field of tazkiyah and spirituality. The Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah has been teaching the Sahih al-Bukhari for the past 15 years. And together with that, he has been given khilafan from various mashayikh of the era. Big luminaries have attention towards the Honorable Shaykh Hafidhahullah, and the Islamic Dawah Academy through the Shaykh Hafidhahullah has been working in different ways in order to bring the masses towards deen, in order to bring the masses towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to bring the masses towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can people connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This has been the life. If you were to come to the Islamic Dawah Academy and see the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, how he works, how he engages with people, and how he strives to bring people towards deen, it is something unique to see. We are very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such bounties in the UK, so we need to benefit. I would urge to the brothers here that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah has traveled all the way from Leicester today in order to give his words of wisdom to us, I urge each and every person that this annual youth conference, which the Honorable Sheikh Hamidullah had started years back in 1991, it will be taking place on the 8th of October, Sunday 8th of October. This annual youth conference will be taking place at the Islamic Dawah Academy. Leaflets will be given out after the program. Please come and benefit. The Sheikh, we should repay the Sheikh. How will we repay the Sheikh? Manana mentioned that Sheikh Hafidhullah came here. It is a great blessing. Despite his schedule, sick, ill health, he came here. How can we repay it? At least some brothers come to the Islamic Dawah Academy. When you come there, you will see the mahal, the environment, how the conference takes place. Just a few days ago, the Honorable Sheikh Hafidhullah was mentioning that people flock to this conference through coaches. And the drivers who bring the people through the coaches, one was a non-Muslim. And when he came a few years back, he came with a coach. And after seeing the environment there, just the environment, he accepted Islam. So this conference is not only benefiting the Muslims, but it's also benefiting the non-Muslims. So many people, youngsters, youth, in their teens, after attending this program, they write to the Sheikh Hafidhullah that I was indulged in such and such a sin, and I could not forego that sin. After attending the program, I had a zeal now, and I will leave this sin. These particular sins will not be in my life. So try and benefit from this program, and I urge each and every person here sitting here that whatever the Sheikh Hafidhullah has to say to us, please take heed to it and bring it in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض أم كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى through His infinite mercy and grace has blessed us today by granting us this unique opportunity to participate in a gathering wherein a young student of our madrasa running under the auspices of the Jami Masjid of Swindon will be completing the glorious Quran by memory. The Quran is the of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is also the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawrat is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zabur is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Injil is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Al-Quran ahabbu ila Allahi min as-samawati wal-ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. So the heavens and whatever they contain, and the earth and whatever it contains, if all put together is compared with the Quran, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran is more beloved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this book, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Kitabun anzalna, it is a book which we have revealed to you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that you can take out people through this book from darknesses towards light. So Quran is a source of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the final messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he revealed upon him this glorious book, the glorious Quran, so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by reciting the glorious Quran, can guide mankind, remove darknesses and put them on the path of light, as a result of which they will be able to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and paradise, Jannah. Now in order for us to be able to benefit from this great book, there are certain things we need to do. The first thing we need to do is to recite the book, to read the book. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man qara'a harfan min kitabillah. One who reads a letter from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falahu bihi hasanatun, for him will be a hasana. So when a person recites the glorious Quran, for every letter that he reads, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one hasana. And hasana is a good deed. So Allah will grant him one hasana. Hasana is the currency of the hereafter. The currency of this country is pounds. The currency used in the USA is dollar. So the currency of the hereafter is hasana. So when a person recites just one word, one letter from the Quran, not one word, one letter from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one hasana. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِأَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the principle is that as soon as a person becomes deserving of one hasana, Allah multiplies that hasana by 10. So when a person becomes deserving of one hasana, for him will be written down 10 hasanat. So when a person reads one letter from the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 10 hasanat. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am not saying ألف لام ميم is one letter. When we recite Suratul Fil, the very first three letters are ألف لام ميم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. Alam, Alif, Lam and Meen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that at the beginning of Suratul Fil, the Alif, Lam and Meen is not one letter. Walakin Alifun Harfun, Walamun Harfun, Wamimun Harfun. Alif is a separate letter, Lam is a separate letter, Meen is a separate letter. So when reciting Suratul Fil, as soon as a person says Alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 30 hasanat, 30 reward. So simple and so easy. And the ulama have said that when a person recites the Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of Suratul Baqarah, at the beginning of Suratul Ali Imran, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant him 90 hasanat. Why? Because when he says Alif, he is uttering three letters, Alif, Lam and Fa, Alif. And when he says Lam, again he is uttering three letters, Lam, Alif and Mim. And when he says Meem, again he is uttering three letters, Meem, Ya and Meem. So the Alif Lam Meem at the beginning of Suratul Fil, where a person recites Alam, Allah will grant him 30 reward. And the Alif Lam Meem at the beginning of Suratul Ali Imran and at the beginning of Suratul Baqarah, if a person recites Alif Lam Meem, Allah will grant him 90 reward. In order to benefit from this great book, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to benefit from this very, very valuable treasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Ummah, the very first thing that the individuals of the Ummah need to do is to read the book. Whether we are able to understand it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us reward. He will grant us barakat, blessings, and He will grant us anwar, noor, light, as a result of just reciting the words of the glorious Quran. So my friends, this is the first resolution we need to make. The very first resolution, that inshallah from today, we will create a slot in our 24-hour timetable for the recitation of the glorious Quran daily. We need to create slots. Slots for dunya, slots for deen. Alhamdulillah, we give consideration to our affairs of dunya. So we have our slots for our affairs of dunya. But we don't give consideration to our affairs of deen, the affairs of the hereafter. So when it comes to dunya, we have fixed slots. And when it comes to deen, it is as and when. So when we make a list of doing things on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, then we have fixed times for our worldly matters, worldly affairs. But when it comes to deeni affairs, they are all at the end of the list. If there is time, we will carry out this work. If there is no time, no problem. No, my friends. We have to create slots for our affairs of dunya because we live in this world, so there are certain things we have to do. We need to earn money. Without earning money, we will not be able to survive in this world. So we have to create a slot for earning money, earning livelihood. And earning halal livelihood is a very meritorious act for research. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who said, تَلَبُ قَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيدَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيدَةِ, that to earn halal livelihood is also fard. It is compulsory to earn halal livelihood, because this is the body granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to look after this body that He has granted us. This is amanah. So we have to look after this body. We have to sustain this body until we breathe our last. It is firm. And in order to sustain this body, we need food, we need drink, we need to clothe ourselves. And in order to clothe ourselves, in order to eat, in order to drink, in order to provide accommodation for this body, we need money. And in order to acquire money, we need to work. So if a person goes to work for 8 hours daily with this in mind, that I am working so that I am able to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of looking after my body, his daily 8 hours will be in ibadah. So we have to create slots for our dunya and also for our deen. Sleeping is dunya, eating is dunya, clothing is dunya, earning daily livelihood is dunya, relieving ourselves is dunya. But these are necessities of life. And thereafter, giving time to our children is dunya, giving time to our wives is dunya, giving time to our parents is dunya, visiting our relatives is dunya, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, this is all dunya. But these are necessities of dunya. These are necessities of dunya. And when a person engages in the necessities of dunya with this in mind, that I am engaging in this necessity of dunya because my Allah has commanded me to do so, and thereafter he engages according to the way shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made dunya deen also. Allah will make this dunya deen. This dunya will become deen. A person eats 4 times in a day, breakfast, lunch, tea and supper. 4 times a day he eats. If a person was to sit down to eat, making sure that it is within Sharia limits, every day is halal, and he eats with this intention, that I am eating because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to eat, so I am emulating my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person goes to sleep, remaining within Sharia limits, he sleeps after Isha and he wakes up before Fajr. This is Sharia limits. He goes to rest in the afternoon before Zohar or after Zohar, but he does not miss the Zohar Salah. The afternoon nap, Taylula, the afternoon siesta, it is Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep during the night, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to sleep before Zohar Salah. After the lunch he used to rest for a while, half an hour, 20 minutes. So if a person rests in the afternoon, or he rests during the night, or both, with this intention that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to sleep, so he is carrying out a sunnah. He is sleeping with the intention of sunnah. And I am sleeping because this body is amanah and trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I need to look after this body because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours he will sleep, Allah will reward him. Our deen does not demand from us that detach yourself from dunya totally and stay in the masjid for 24 hours. No. Deen and dunya both. We need to live in this world, so we have to engage in the necessities of this world. But we need to engage in such a way that we do not forget our final destination, the everlasting life of the hereafter. The everlasting life of the hereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came into this world
to make each and every human realize that this world is very, very temporary. In comparison to the life hereafter, this world is very, very small, very little. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, مَدْدُنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِسْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ فَيَنْدُرُ بِمَا يَنْجِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the difference between the worldly life and the life of the hereafter is that if a person was to dip his finger into an ocean and thereafter remove that finger, then the water that he sees on his finger is this world, and the water that he sees in the ocean is the hereafter. So it would be very foolish if a person was to give priority to this world only over the hereafter. It would be very, very foolish. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala said that if this world, the space between the earth and the heavens, was filled with small pebbles, and if one pebble was removed after 1,000 years, so if pebble is removed after 1,000 years, then after another 1,000 years, another pebble is removed. After another 1,000 years, another pebble is removed. So the space between the earth and the heavens is filled with pebbles. Millions, billions, trillions of pebbles. Only Allah knows how many will fit it. And one pebble is removed every 1,000 years. Imagine how long it will take to empty the space from the pebbles. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says that a time will come when we will be able to empty the space from pebbles, but the life hereafter will never come to end. Khuludun la maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after granting the people of Jannah entry into Jannah, the believers, and after throwing the people of Jahannam into Jahannam, will make announcement to both parties. Khuludun la maut. Khuludun la maut. You will remain in here forever and ever. There is no death now. Death is gone. So my friends, let us resolve today that inshallah we will give priority to the hereafter from today. Give priority to the hereafter. Nobody is saying leave the world altogether. No, give priority to the hereafter. If there is a clash between our shopping and our salat, we will give priority to salat. If there is a clash between our sleep and our salat, we will give priority to salat. If there is a clash between our friends and our tilawat, our friends and our dhikr, we will give priority to dhikr and tilawat. And it's very simple. All we need to do is manage time. Manage time. Those people who are religious, who follow religion, who recite Quran daily, who carry out dhikr daily, they also live in the same world. They also have the same necessities. And when a person resolves to carry out and do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in his time. So what happens is that in the initial stages, if a particular amal was taking you 1 hour to do, you will find that after 6 months the same amal is being carried out in 45 minutes. And then you will find that the same amal is being carried out in 30 minutes. And Allah will put barakah in this way as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lessen your other problems. Nothing will happen to your car. So you will not have to take out 1 hour, 2 hours to go to the mechanic. Allah will save all these times for you. Nothing will happen to your boiler. Your windows will not break. Allah will create the means for you to continue increasing your amal. Allah will put barakah. It is for this reason the likes of Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, a great muhaddith, Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala, it is recorded regarding him that for 30 years continuously he completed the whole Quran daily. 30 multiplied by 360. 365, 366, daily without fail, he completed the whole Quran. Now Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala was not somebody who just sat in the masjid reciting Quran only. Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala used to perform five times salat only. He had wives, he had khalif to look after. And he was a muhaddith. Dozens of students used to come and learn hadith from him. Very busy person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this barakah. Yahya ibn Ma'in, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great muhaddith, he says regarding Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, rahimahullah ta'ala, that for 20 years continuously, he completed the whole Quran daily. For 20 years, for 30 years, daily one Quran. And as I said, they were not retired people. They were not people who did not marry. They were not people who stay in the masjid on the time. No. They had their engagements. When a child takes admission in our madrasa here, madrasa, ask Maulana. The very first year, Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa. Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, Jim, Ha, Ha. Is it difficult? For me, it is nothing. But for the child, just to learn Alif, Ba, Ta. It takes the child the whole day to recognize Alif, Ba, Ta. Out of memory, he will be able to read. But if you jumble the letters for them and say, what is this, what is this, that child will not be able to read. It takes ages for that child to read Alif Ba Ta. Then after, it takes a week, 10 days to recognize Sa Jim Ha. It will take a few weeks for that child to recognize the letters in the Takti, Alif Ba Ta Sa Jim Ha Ha. The very child, when it reaches the 3rd year, 4th year, 5th year, for that child, Alif Ba Ta Sa Jim Ha Ha, no problem. So similarly, my friends, if we begin today by resolving to recite quarter juz daily, then quarter juz for us will be like Alif Ba Ta Sa. It will seem a very, very difficult task for us in the beginning, quarter juz. Oh, quarter juz, I have to take out quarter juz, I have to recite quarter juz. But when we continue reciting quarter, 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 and then we will go to half, and then we will go to 3/4, and then we will go to 1 juz, then we will find that quarter is like Alif Ba Ta Sa. Let us not give up. We need to begin from somewhere, my friends. Because once we are laid in the grave, nobody will remember us. The times we are going through, nobody remembers the other, neither in this world nor the hereafter. Those of you who are of my generation, I am in my 50s, those of you who are of my generation, what we saw when we were in our teens, what we saw when we were children, the love we saw between brothers, the love that we saw between brothers and sisters, the love that we observed between parents and children, do we see that love today between the people? Parents don't want to know the children once they grow up. Children don't want to know the parents. Brothers and sisters are like strangers. Once in a while they will meet. Maybe at a funeral or maybe during weddings, some occasion. Even if the brothers and sisters come to meet with each other. Because everybody is happy with his own circumstance. And if my circumstances are rosy, and if my brothers and my sisters are suffering, it will not pain me. I don't want to know them. Why would I want to see them? Why would I want to receive their phone call? Why would I'm okay. Why should I take their burden upon me? Everybody is happy with his circumstances. So if this is the condition in this very world, my friends, when we see each other, after we depart and we go in the grave, leaving behind our relatives, behind our friends, behind, who is going to remember us? I tell my friends, then have we not lost our dear ones? I have lost my father. We have lost our parents, we have lost our children, we have lost our uncles, aunts, our dear friends. How many of them do we remember? Ask yourself, how many of them do we remember that he was a very, very close friend of mine? I am indebted to him, he did so much for me. I should at least recite once Surah Ikhlas, Qulhu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid Walam Yulad Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, daily, because he was a very close friend of mine, and I should send the reward of Surah Ikhlas to my friend. How many of us do that? If we do not do that, then why should we expect anybody else to remember us when we depart from this world? So friends, I am your well-wisher. I have not travelled all the way from Leicester to here just to lecture and go away. No, we need to realize that there is another life to come where we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be a great fortune for me, my friends, if some of you, even some of you, resolve to do something for the hereafter today. And if all of you, all my brothers, all my sisters, resolve to do something for the hereafter, alhamdulillah, it will be one of my most successful days of my life. It will be a highlight of my life in the hereafter. Nowadays, we listen to lectures for entertainment only. We go on to YouTube, we listen to this person, that person. Friends, no, my friends, let us listen very, very carefully to what our Imam Sahib is saying, what other ulama are saying to us from this member, and listen very carefully, and let us try to change our lives for the better, so that we are able to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, my friends, this is the first homework. Let us resolve to give preference to the hereafter over this world. Let us make this is the first lesson. And second lesson, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah on a daily basis, we will take out at least 15 minutes, 20 minutes to recite the glorious one. Beginning from Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu, Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, and continue reciting. We should not recite the glorious Quran only during the month of Ramadan. So we need to recite the Quran throughout the year, so that we acquire the barakat of this glorious Quran. Barakat, blessing. Please resolve, my friends. Resolve. During the time of the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi Ta'ala, during the time of the Tabi'in, during the time of the Taba Tabi'in, the Muhaddisin, the Mufassirin, what was the culture? The culture was to complete one Quran, complete the whole Quran in 1 week. 1 week. The Quran has been divided into 7 parts. And they would recite one part daily, beginning on Friday and completing on Thursday. Every Sahabi. And those who were Huffaz, those who had memorized the Quran, they would recite this 1/7 of the Quran, not by looking in the Quran, in tahajjud. They would wake up for tahajjud and recite approximately 5 to 6 juz on a daily basis. They were businessmen, they were traders, they were farmers, they had orchards and farmlands in Madinah Munawwara. They would wake up in the morning and go to do business in the marketplaces. But they had slots for the akhirah. So this is the first thing we need to do. I urge all my sisters, all my brothers, to make a firm resolution that on a daily basis, what will we recite? Number one, we will recite Surah Yasin in the morning. Surah Yasin in the morning. In the morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara'a yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawa'ijuhu. One who reads Surah Yasin early in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him fulfill all his needs of the day. By reciting Yasin, we will benefit. We will benefit from worldly perspective that Allah will help us in all our tasks. And we will benefit from the ukhrawi perspective, the perspective of the hereafter, because on every letter we will get 10 rewards. And on top of that, the barakat, the peace, the tranquility of the heart, the peace of mind that we will acquire. My friends, we cannot even imagine how much peace we will acquire by reciting Surah Yasin daily. There was a great saint and a great scholar in the subcontinent, Sheikh Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. He used to say that when I put my forehead in sajda, I do not feel like lifting my head. Nowadays, when we put our head in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, and our forehead is lifted already before the Imam. And we stay in that frothy position. Frothy position, waiting for the Imam to say, Allahu Akbar. And if the Imam delays Allahu Akbar by a few seconds, we feel frustrated. Whereas what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That a person cannot be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in the position of sajda. So when we put our foreheads, my friend, at that moment imagine that I am very, very close to my Creator. You will never feel like lifting your head. And when the Imam will say Allahu Akbar, it will be a burden for you to lift your head. That I am so close to Allah, but because the Imam has said Allahu Akbar, I have to lift my head now. So Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, used to say, when I place my forehead in sajda, I do not feel like lifting my head from sajda. So somebody said, why? So he said that when I go into sajda, I feel, the feeling I get is, it is as if I have put my forehead in the lap of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah is stroking my head. If a person with grief was to place his face and his forehead in the lap of his mother and the mother is stroking the head, will he feel like lifting his head? Here the feeling for him was that I have put my face and my head in the lap of... This is the feeling that Allah was giving him. This is spiritual ecstasy which he used to enjoy. We can also acquire the same ecstasy, my friends. If we come with the right intention, the correct intention, we may do little, but we need to do it properly. Do little, but do it properly. And then slowly, slowly increase. The more we increase, the more quicker we increase, the more we will benefit in the hereafter. So we need to read Surah Yasin daily. Surah Yasin. In the moon. We should try at least. If not, Monday is busy day, Tuesday is okay, begin with Saturday and Sunday. Begin somewhere, my friends. And before going to sleep, we need to recite Suratul Mulk. 4 pages only, Suratul Mulk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who recites Suratul Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him safety from the fire of Jahannam. From the punishment of the grave. From the punishment of the grave. And Usman radiallahu ta'ala used to, when passing by graveyard, Usman radiallahu anhu, the great Khalifa, the son-in-law of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to cry so much that his beard would become wet. So somebody said that you do not cry as much as, you do not cry when Jahannam is mentioned, as much as you cry when you remember the grave. Why? So Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the grave is the first station from the stations of the hereafter. When a person becomes successful in crossing this first station, then inshallah all the rest will be very easy. That is why I worry. So daily Suratul Mulk before going to sleep, after Maghrib, after Isha, before going to sleep, anytime after Maghrib, and daily Surah Yasin in the morning, and daily, beginning from Suratul Fatiha, one juice. One juice for non-huffaz and 3 juice for huffaz. And if the non-huffaz are unable to do one at the beginning, then start with 3/4. If 3/4 is too much, begin with half. If half is too much, then begin with quarter. If quarter is too much, begin with one ruku, one page. But daily. One page daily. This is the first thing we need to do. And second thing we need to do is to try and understand the message of the Quran. Try and understand the message of the Quran. One is reading. So those people who are unable to understand the Quran should not feel that what is the point of reading? No, these are two separate things. One is reading. There are benefits of separate benefits for reading and separate benefits for understanding. Yes, it would be wrong for a person just to confine himself to reading only throughout his life and not understand the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. We need to do both. What we need to do is through the guidance of our ulama, that we know reliable ulama, through their guidance, find books written by authentic, reliable ulama and read those books to understand the message of the Quran. Where we do not understand, we refer to them. And we should also sit in the gatherings of the durus of the Quran that takes place in the masjid. Durus of the Quran. Once a week, durus of the Quran, and we need to try to understand the message of the Quran. Message of the Quran. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this book. Allah has sent this book upon the best of His creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angel He chose to send this book with is the best of the angels. And the month He chose to send this Quran to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the very first time was the month of Ramadan, the best of the months. And the night He chose was the best of the nights, Laylatul Qadr. And the place He chose was the best of the places, Makkah Mukarrama. This great book that has been revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a message from our Creator, my friends. Listen very carefully to what Imam Ghazali rahimahullahu ta'ala says. Imam Ghazali rahimahullahu ta'ala says that, O the servant of Allah, O the son of Adam, O the son of Adam, O the servant of Allah, O human, O my brother, O my sister, when a letter comes to you from your father, from your mother, from your wife, from your husband, from your children, a letter comes to you from your friend, you cannot sit in peace until you open that letter and read that letter. We have just got out of bed, we still have to have a bath, we still have to make wudu, we still have to clean our mouth, and if a person was to give us a letter at that very moment, then before going to the bathroom, we will open the letter first. If it is somebody beloved to us, we will sit down on the bed again, and before cleaning ourselves, we will go. But those people who listen to the buzzing sound at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, they read the message and they reply at the same time as well. Why? Because they are receiving a message from somebody who is beloved to them. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said that when you receive a message, when you receive a letter, when you receive a telegram, when you receive an email from somebody who is beloved to you, you cannot sit in peace until you understand the message, the content of the letter. And if that letter comes in another language, another language, if we have a father who doesn't understand English and the son has written a letter from America and it's in English, the father will not be able to sit in peace until he goes to somebody who can understand English and who can translate the letter for him. He will not sit in peace. He will not wait till Isha. That okay. At Isha time I'll find somebody. No. During the day he will phone this person, that person. I have received a letter. Can you please relay to me the contents of the letter? It's a letter, for a very important letter from my son. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that here you receive a letter of a creation. A letter from a creation. So letter from a creation to another creation. And what does this message letter contain? Either message of happiness or message of grief. That is what it will contain. Message of happiness. I am arriving from America to visit you for 2 weeks in August. Message of happiness. Somebody has passed away, message of grief. Somebody is getting married, message of happiness. I have found a very nice job, message of happiness. And this message of happiness, this message of grief that we receive in the form of a letter or email or text message, Is it indefinite happiness and indefinite grief, or is it limited grief and limited happiness? We will remain happy for 24 hours, sometimes 1 week, sometimes a month maybe. And if we receive message of grief, letter of grief, we will remain in grief for maybe 24 hours, maybe 1 month, maybe 2 months, somebody very close has passed away, maybe for 6 months. The time will heal the wound. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that you have received a letter from a creation, a letter of creation to another creation, containing message of limited happiness or message of limited grief. And you cannot sit in peace until you know that message. Here, Quran is a message from the Creator to the creation. Allah. Allah. But think for a moment, my friends, if Queen Elizabeth was to write a letter to you personally, Creator is writing to you and me. This Quran is to me, direct message. Direct message to me. Allah speaks to us, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu. Allah speaks to us directly, do this, don't do this. If you do this, this is what you will get. If you do this, this is how you will be punished. This is detrimental for you, this is good for you. Allah speaks to me directly, Allah speaks to you directly. Those people who are able to understand the Quran directly, my friends, they feel as if Allah is talking to them. That is why they weep in the Quran. Sometimes they weep out of happiness, and sometimes they weep out of grief. The tilawat of the Aimmatul Haram that you hear, the likes of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sudais, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, when you listen to their recitation, and sometimes you hear them crying, it's not always crying out of fear. Those people who understand the Quran know that he is reciting verses regarding the ne'mats of Jannah. So here he is crying out of happiness. He feels so happy when he thinks about Jannah, that Allah has created this Jannah for us. He feels very happy, and out of happiness he cries. Allah, Allah. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to cry when reciting the Quran. The Sahaba used to cry when reciting the Quran. The pious predecessors used to cry when reciting the Quran. Sometimes out of fear, sometimes out of happiness. And they were so much attached to the Quran, my friends. Allahu Akbar. So much attached to the Quran. They loved the Quran so much that sometimes they would continue reciting just one verse from the Quran throughout the night. Shaykh Ahmad ibn Abi al-Hawai rahimahullah ta'ala, his student says that after performing salat, I left the masjid. Shaykh Ahmad ibn Abi al-Hawari, a great muhaddis, great shaykh. He says that his student says that I left the masjid after the Isha salat, and my Shaykh Ahmad ibn Abi al-Hawari had already left. And after the Isha salat, I passed by his house, and he had already started the Tahajjud salat. And in that Tahajjud salat, the student says that I heard him recite. In those days, people could hear outside what is being recited. I heard him recite, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Repeating the same verse, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Repeating the same verse, only you do we worship and only you do we seek help from. So he said, I went home and I went to sleep. And I got up when? At the time of suhoor. I got up at the time of tahajjud. I went to sleep, I slept the whole night, I got up for tahajjud salah. And he said, I left my home to go to the masjid. Before dawn, I left my home to go to the masjid. So he said, when I left my home and when I passed by the house of my teacher, he was still reciting Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. This is how much enjoyment they used to find in just one verse from the glorious verse. It's like somebody going to Agra and he sees the Taj Mahal the very first day, and the following day the tour operator says, today we are going to see this. No, he says, no, I want to go and see Taj Mahal again, because Taj Mahal has attracted me. The third day he says, no, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to go and see Taj Mahal. It happens. It happens. You go to Pakistan, you go to India, you go to Africa, and there is a particular thing that attracts you. So you say, no, we don't want to go anywhere. we will go this place. We will spend 1 week there.
So similarly, my friends, they have so much love for the Quran that sometimes just one verse attracts them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to spend the whole night reciting this one verse of the Quran. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says, this is a letter from the Creator to the creation. From the great Creator to the humble creation. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, this letter, this Quran also contains message of grief and message of happiness. But message of everlasting grief and message of everlasting happiness. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those people who accept Iman and thereafter who live their lives according to the wishes of the Creator and carry out good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ These are the people of Jannah. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ They will remain in it forever and ever. Message of everlasting happiness. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those who disbelieve. وَقَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And who belie our verses. Who reject our verses. Ulaika ashabul nar, these are the people of the fire. Hum fiha khalidun, they will remain in it forever and ever. Message of everlasting grief. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi asks that you can not sit in peace until you understand the message of the letter of the creation, which contains message of limited grief, message of limited happiness. And here, the Quran has come to you from the Creator. And it contains message of everlasting happiness, everlasting grief, yet you cannot take out half an hour per week to understand the message of your creation. So the second thing we need to do, my friends, is to try and understand the message of your glory through authentic sources. Google is not authentic source. Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin Rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, Imam Muslim Rahimahullah ta'ala in his Sahih Muslim has quoted the saying of Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin Rahimahullah ta'ala, Inna hadal ilma deenun. This ilm is deen. Ilm is deen. Salat is your deen. Salat is part of your deen. Salat is part of my deen. How will I perform my salat? According to the ilm I have. So this ilm is deen. If ilm is complete, deen will be complete. If ilm is incomplete, deen will be incomplete. If ilm is authentic, deen will be authentic. If ilm is not authentic, deen will not be authentic. This ilm is deen. Fanzuru, everything depends on this ilm. So Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin says, Fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. Be very, very careful from whom you take your deen. It is for this reason we have a chain right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we studied Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Muslim Sharif, all the ulama who have studied Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, all these great books of hadith and tafsir, the very first thing that the teacher does is, he mentions his chain of narration. I have learned Bukhari Sharif from this person, and he learned Bukhari Sharif from this person, and he learned Bukhari Sharif from this person. And all these individuals that he mentioned are well known to the ummah. There is not a single person who is not known to the student. So at the outset he tells his students that the ilm I am going to teach you is authentic ilm. I have a chain going right to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three, we have to follow what we learn and understand. So we read the Quran, we understand the Quran, and then we do what the Quran tells us to do. We do what the Quran tells us to do. We do what the Quran tells us to do. The problem that the Ummah is facing throughout the world today. And every concerned Ummati, every concerned individual of the Ummah is always thinking within his heart and mind, what is the solution to this problem? What is the solution to the problems of Pakistan? What is the solution for the Rohingya Muslims? What is the solution to the sufferings of the Muslims in Yemen? What is the solution for the sufferings of the Muslims? My friends, the problem, we need to find the problem first, then we are able to find the solution. A person will never be able to find the solution without understanding the problem. The problem is the Ummah has forsaken the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the problem. This is the problem and that is the solution. If we attach ourselves to the glorious Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if we attach ourselves to the seerah and the life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see the days of glory that the Sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, Kunna adilla. We were wretched. We were wretched. Nobody wanted to know us. Umar radiyallahu anhu says, even the Byzantine Empire and the Persian Empire did not want to know the Arabs of the period of Jahiliyyah. It is for this reason the Byzantine Empire and the Persian Empire did not enter the Arabian Peninsula. It wasn't worth it. They were so backward, it wasn't worth it. Ignorant people. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, we were wretched. We were wretched. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. So what has brought glory to us? Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, we are a nation whom Allah has given dignity and honor through this Islam, through Islam, through the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were wretched by accepting Iman upon the hands of the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reading and understanding the Quran and thereafter following the Quran and looking at the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and emulating him. We are where we are today, he used to say. تیری فیاضین ذر و خو بنایا آفتاب. The poet says, تیری فیاضین ذر و خو بنایا آفتاب. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your academic and your spiritual generosity, your academic generosity, the teachings that you taught, and your spiritual generosity, this spiritual attention that you gave to the Sahaba and as a result of which you nurtured them. تیری فیاضین ذروں کو بنایا آفتاب. As a result of this generosity of youth, academic and spiritual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned small particles into shining suns. تیری فیاضین ذروں کو بنایا آفتاب بن گئے اونٹوں کے چرواہے زمانے کے امام. Those who used to graze camels, who used to graze goats and sheep, they became the leaders of the time. Leaders of the time. Everybody used to look up to them. دونوں عالم کی سعادت ہاتھ آئے گی ضرور. Then the poet says, even today you will be able to acquire the fortunes of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. Allah will grant imamat again to the ummah. دونوں عالم کی سعادت ہاتھ آئے گی ضرور جب بنے گا تو محمد کے غلاموں کا غلام. When you become the servant of the servant of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, servant of the servants of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba were the servants of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the pious predecessors, even the awliya and the ulama of this time, the pious, the servants. When you become the servant of the servants of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will grant you the sa'adatain, the true fortunes of this world and the hereafter. درفشانی نے تیری قطروں کو دریا کر دیا, دل کو روشن کر دیا, آنکھوں کو بینا کر دیا. خود نہ تھے جو راہ پر اوروں کے ہادی بن گئے, کیا نظر تھی جس نے مردوں کو مسیحا کر دیا. This is the only path. This is the only path. This is the only path. Let us learn deen through authentic sources. Let us attach ourselves to the Quran, the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then see the result. See the result. This is the solution to our current problem. The current problem of the Muslim Ummah and the problem of the whole world. The whole world. The whole world is suffering. Muslims, when Muslims walk, the whole world is suffering. Everybody has lost peace. So we need to recite the Quran. Number two, we need to try to understand the message of the Quran. And what we have already understood to be farz, to be wajib,
to be haram, to be makruh tahrimi. What we have already understood to be sunnah, mustahab, nafl, we need to try as much as possible to practice. I will just narrate one incident and then conclude. How our pious predecessors had the zeal to follow the Quran and the ahadith of the Prophet. Imam Zainul Abidin, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the grandson of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Hadrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala, Imam Zainul Abidin, his name was Ali also, Zainul Abidin is his title. One day he ordered one of his servants, slaves, to prepare water for wudu. So he brought some water in a utensil made of clay in those days, and as soon as he reached Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala's presence, the utensil fell from his hand and it broke. And it broke, dirtying the clothes of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, who was ready to go to the masjid. So it was natural for him to become angry. So anger was visible on his face. Now during those times, just look at how much the slaves used to recite the Quran. Because to pick the right words at the right time, only that person will be able to recite the Quran. So he knew, the slave knew that the master is angry, and the only way to control the master is to bring the Quran in front of him. So he recited a small portion from one verse, not even the whole verse. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal kaazimeena al-ghayz. So that the whole ruku is, for iddat lil-muttaqeen, Allah has prepared Jannah for those people who fear Allah, who have taqwa. And what are their qualities? Al-ladheena yunfiquna fi sarra'i wadh-dharra. Those people who, first quality of the muttaqeen is that they spend in every circumstance. When they are short of money, they spend, and when they have lot of money, they spend. This is the first quality. The second quality is وَالْقَابِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ. So he only recited this portion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَالْقَابِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ, those who swallow anger. So the indication was that you are angry, swallow it, so you can become muttaqi and go in Jannah. This was the message. What did Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala say? In the state of anger, it's not easy to follow the Quran. It's not easy to follow anything. You are angry. If it was you or me, you would have said that you are making such a big mistake and you are reciting Quran in front of me. Are you not ashamed of yourself? You are teaching me lesson from the Quran. You are not teaching yourself any etiquette manners. He said, those people who swallow anger will go in Jannah. He said, Qazam tu ghayzi. I have swallowed this. So he immediately recited the second portion of that verse. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That another quality of death is that they forgive people. Because you have swallowed the anger, but you still have not forgiven me. So Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala said, أَفَوْتُ أَنْكَ هُوَ, I have forgiven you. So he said, let me complete the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who do good. So do something good as well. That means free me. Allah loves those people who do good. So he said, أَنْتَ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. You are free for the pleasure of Allah. In the state of anger, they were able to relate the Quran to each other, they were able to understand the Quran, and they were able to understand the demand of the Quran and carry out that demand instantly. It wasn't 10 minutes after he became angry, immediately, instantly. As soon as he saw the anger visible on his face, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَادِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ, I have swallowed my anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, I have forgiven you. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, أَنْتَ حُرٌّ, go free for the pleasure of Allah. This is the message I would like to leave you all with. And it is a message for myself as well, for the whole ummah. Let us attach ourselves to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. This young boy who will be completing the Quran, my friend, It is a miracle. Through miracles such as these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens our iman during the crisis we are going through.
Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein?
Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the other religions of the world? Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke deenon mein? Wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran seeron mein.
Subhanallah.
There the religion is in the books and here the religion is in the hearts. More than 6,000 verses this student has recited. I have no more. More than 6,000. How old is it? 12 years old. 12 years old. Muslimanon ne dhubrao khuda ki shan baqi hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baqi hai. Allah is strengthening our iman. Muslimanon ne dhubrao khuda ki shan baqi hai. Oh Muslims, do not fear. There is no need to fear. The solution is there, the prescription is there, do not fear. Khuda ki shan baat. Allah is great as He was during the time of the Sahaba, as He was during the time of Musa alayhi salam, as He was during the time of Yusuf alayhi salam. He is able to, He has the ability even today to solve all our problems. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baaki hai. Islam is still thriving, alhamdulillah. Islam is still thriving, and Quran still exists the way it was in the time of the Prophet. Not even single zabar or zir has been changed. Not a single fatha or single kasra. It's a very great moment for Maulana, for Maulana Hashim Sahib also. And because we go a very long way, it was not possible for me to say no, and somehow I managed to reach a family schedule. I have thank you, alhamdulillah. Because my first time in Sweden, so I also had the desire to meet all my Muslim brothers in Sweden. And it was an opportunity. I am very, very happy to see that the Sweden Muslim community is thriving. But we want to see more progress, more progress, more inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant more barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us meet over and over again here and also in Leicester for the pleasure of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately unite all of us in the Middle East. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to this young boy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in his deen, in his amal, and accept him for the service of the Ummah and for the service of the humanity and for the service of the Quran and the Ahmadiyya. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين. سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون. فذرهم يقولوا ويلعبوا حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي يوعدون. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله وهو الحكيم العليم. وتبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وعنده علم الساعة وإليه ترجعون. ولا يملك الذين يدعون من دونه الشفاعة إلا من شهد بالحق وهم يعلمون. ولئن سألتهم من خلقهم ليقولن الله فأنى يؤفكون. وقيله يا رب إن هؤلاء قوم لا يؤمنون. فاصبح عنهم وقل سلام فسوف يعلمون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يعين به قائمه الا رضاك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما اعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى. اللهم زينا بزينه الايمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم انا نسالك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر الى وجهك والشوق الى لقائك. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم وافية كوافية الولين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم
واجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم انقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كوريا. اللهم انقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم انكر لهم ولا تنكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم. ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الاقصى المبارك. اجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم إلا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم صرف عنا كيدهم وشرهم ومكرهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم إلا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم اجعلنا من العلماء الربانيين. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام الدين عشاقك وخشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. اللهم آرس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا أعزالنا وذهاب همومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحمك أكرمك معاملة فرما. يسر سهولتك معاملة فرما. عفو عافيتك معاملة فرما. فضل عنايتك معاملة فرما. حفظ أمانك معاملة فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے چھوٹے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما. بڑے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما. جان بوجھ کر کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما. غلطی سے کیے ہوئے گناہوں کو بھی معاف فرما. یہ الرحمن قرآن مجید کے ختم کی برکت سے ہمارے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. ہمارے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. ہمارے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. یہ الرحمن ہم اقرار مجرم ہے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے جرموں کا اعتراف ہے. الہ العالمین تو نے ہمیں عدل سے وجود بخشا. الہ العالمین تو نے ہم پر نعمتیں نچھاور کی. الہ العالمین تیرا کھانا کھاتے رہے تیرا پانی پیتے رہے. الہ العالمین تیرے دی ہوئے کپڑے پہنتے رہے. الہ العالمین تیری دی ہوئی ہوا سے سانس لیتے رہے. اے رب العالمین تیری دی ہوئی نعمتوں کو استعمال کر کر کے تیری نافرمانی کرتے رہے. الہ العالمین ہم بڑے مجرم ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم بڑے مجرم ہیں لیکن الہ العالمین ہماری خطاؤں سے زیادہ تیری عطائیں ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم خطا ہی خطا ہے اور تو عطا ہی عطا ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین گناہوں کی دھوڑ میں ہماری پھنسی ہوئی کشتی کو پار لگا دے. الہ العالمین اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما. اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما. اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھوں والوں کو قبول فرمائے، الہٰی العالمین تم مانگنے والوں کو پسند کرتا ہے، الہٰی العالمین تم معاف کرنے کو پسند کرتا ہے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف فرما دے، نظر کرم فرما، نظر کرم فرما، نظر کرم فرما، الہٰی العالمین کی نظر کرم سے ہمیں محروم نہ فرما، خدا کی قسم نہ اٹھ سکے گا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا، نظر کرم سے محفوظ نہ فرما، الہٰی العالمین ہم سب بڑی امیدیں لے کر آ جائے ہیں، الہٰی العالمین ہمارے سامنے علماء تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا یہ فرمان بار بار بیان کرتے ہیں کہ ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں، الہٰی العالمین، الہٰی العالمین ہم گندے ہیں لیکن تیرا نبی سچا ہے، تیرے نبی کی زبان بھی سچی ہے، الہٰی العالمین تیرے نبی کی زبان پر وہی بات آتی ہے جو تو جائز کرتا ہے، الہٰی العالمین، الہٰی العالمین اس معصوم بچے نے کتنے مہینوں کی، کتنے سالوں کی محنتوں کے نتیجے میں قرآن کا اپنے سینے کو گنجینہ بنایا ہے، اور الہٰی العالمین آخری آیتوں کی اس نے تلاوت کی ہے، الہٰی العالمین یہ مقبول گھڑی ہے، قرآن دعاؤں کی قبولیت کی گھڑی ہے، یہ رب العالمین ہم سب کو معاف کر دے، ہماری دنیا اخروی حاجتیں پوری کر، الہٰی العالمین ہم بڑی امیدیں لے کر آئے، اگر تو نے میرا مقدر میں بدلا بتا کے لیے کامل نظر کس لیے ہے، اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لوٹ جائے یہ گھر کس لیے ہے، یہ در کس لیے ہے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اپنا دیوانہ بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اپنا عاشق بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اپنا حقیقی بندہ بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما دے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے والا بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اپنی نامرضیات سے بچا لے، الہٰی العالمین زندگی کا پل پل تیری مرضی کے مطابق گزرنے لگے، الہٰی العالمین کوئی پل تیری نافرمانی میں نہ گزرے، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں قرآن سے محبت عطا فرما، قرآن سے لگا نصیب فرما، الہٰی العالمین قرآن کو محبت کے ساتھ پڑھنے والا بنا دے، چاشنی اور مٹھاس نصیب فرما، الہٰی العالمین قرآن کو صحیح ذرائع سے سمجھنے والا بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین اس پہ عمل کرنے کی ہمت عطا فرما، الہٰی العالمین ہمیں اصحاب قرآن بنا دے، ہمیں حامدین قرآن بنا دے، ہمیں حامدین قرآن بنا دے، اے رب العالمین، اے رب العالمین، اے رب العالمین ہمیں قرآن پر عمل کر کے دوسروں تک اسے پہنچانے والا بنا دے، اے رب العالمین اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات اور سیرت سے ہمیں جوڑ دے، الہٰی العالمین ان کی سچی پکی محبت عطا فرما، ہمیں ان کا عشق نصیب فرما، حقیقی عشق نصیب فرما، ان کی ایک ایک سنت کو الہٰی العالمین ہماری نظروں سے دنیا و ما فیہا سے زیادہ محبوب بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین، الہٰی العالمین ہماری زندگیوں میں سنتوں کو زندہ فرما دے، سر سے پیر تک الہٰی العالمین، صبح سے شام، شام سے صبح تک ہماری حضرت میں، ہماری ضرورت میں الہٰی العالمین سنت کے مطابق ہمیں زندگی گزارنے والا بنا دے، اے رب العالمین جس بچے نے آج قرآن مجید کا حفظ ختم کیا ہے، اے رب العالمین اسے قبول فرما، اسے قبول فرما، اسے قبول فرما، الہٰی العالمین اسے امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما، الہٰی العالمین اسے اس کے سینے کو قرآن کی قرآنی الفاظ کے ساتھ ساتھ قرآن کی معانی کے ساتھ منور فرما، قرآنی معانی سے منور فرما، اے رب العالمین، اے رب العالمین اسے محدث بنا دے، مفسر بنا دے، دنیا کے کافرین میں شامل فرما دے، اسے امت کی بات بات سنبھالنے والا بنا دے، اے رب العالمین اسے اس کے ماں باپ کے لیے، اساتذہ کے لیے، خاندان کے لیے، اس پوری بستی والوں کے لیے، منتظمین کے لیے، ہم سب کے لیے، پوری امت کے لیے آخرت نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے، سب کے لیے جاریہ بنا دے، ہم سب کی عہدوں کی جھنجھن بنا دے، الہٰی العالمین سویڈن میں مسلمانوں کے جتنے بچے رہتے ہیں سب کی حفاظت فرما، سب کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما، سب کے دین کی حفاظت فرما، الہٰی العالمین نسلوں میں دین کو منتقل فرما، الہٰی العالمین پورے سویڈن میں خیر و برکت کو نازل فرما، الہٰی العالمین سویڈن میں جتنے گھر ہیں ان سب گھروں میں خیر و برکت نازل فرما، جتنے افراد ہیں ان پر خیر و برکت نازل فرما، الہٰی العالمین امن کی فضاؤں کو عام فرما دے، الہٰی العالمین امن کی فضاؤں کو عام فرما دے، رحمت کی فضاؤں کو عام فرما دے، بچت کی فضاؤں کو عام فرما دے، ایمانی فضاؤں کو عام فرما دے، دینی فضاؤں کو عام فرما دے، کیا ہے ہمیں آپس کے اختلاف انتشار سے سب کی حمایت کروا سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے ایک اور نیک بنا دے ایک دوسرے کا احترام کرنے والا بنا دے گرا ڈالے ہمارے قلوب کو ایک دوسرے کی ہمدردی سے بھر دے ایک دوسرے کی خیال خائی سے بھر دے حسد کو ختم کروا نفرت کو ختم کروا ہر آدمی کیلے کو ختم کروا گرا ڈالے کے اختلافات کو ختم کروا اس مسجد کو اس کے تحت ہونے والے سب کاموں میں دن جنتی رات چنتی طرح پیار سے مارا مار فرما گرا ڈالے امام صاحب کو ان کے ساتھ کام کرنے والے دوسرے علمات دوسرے علماء کو گرا ڈالے دوسری معلمات کو اس پورے علاقے میں جتنے علماء رہتے ہیں جتنی معلمات رہتے ہیں جتنی دین کی خدمت کرنے والے لوگ ہیں دین سے محبت رکھنے والے لوگ ہیں گرا ڈالے سب کے خلوص میں سب کے علوم میں سب کے فیوز میں سب کی لگن میں گرا ڈالے سب کی تڑپ میں اور برکت پیدا کرنا اور برکت پیدا کرنا اور برکت پیدا کرنا ان جیسے اور بھی مزید لوگوں کو بنا دے رحم اللہ اس مسجد کے جو بھی اور منصوبے ہیں ان میں کامیابی نصیب کرنا گرا ڈالے اس جگہ کو اسات نصیب کرنا خوب وسیع بنا دے خوب آباد کر دے رحم اللہ پورے عالم میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں جس جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہے سب کو قبول فرما الہ العالمین رہتے حق کے سب کاموں کو قبول فرما الہ العالمین تبلیغ تعلیم تزکیہ سب کاموں کو قبول فرما الہ العالمین سب کو شیر و شکر کرا دے الہ العالمین رہتے حق کے انتشار کو ختم فرما اہل حق کو انتشارات سے بچا لے حق کو حق پر مستمع فرما دے اہل حق کو حق پر مستمع فرما دے اہل حق کو حق پر مستمع فرما دے جن کے بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے جو ہم سے متوقع ہے جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں محبت رکھتے ہیں خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ اساتذہ مشائخ دوست احباب حاضرین مجلس شہداء مجلس سبھی کے تمام جائز دین مقاصد کو پورا فرما یہ ابراہیم ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں الہ العالمین ہماری دنیاوی اخروی ساری حاجتیں پوری فرما الہ العالمین ہم نے جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی ہر قسم کی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما الہ العالمین جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے الہ العالمین ان کی تنگیوں کو دور فرما الہ العالمین جو بے روزگار ہے انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی حلال روزی عطا فرما الہ العالمین جن کے کاروبار میں الہ العالمین تنگیاں ہیں وسعت عطا فرما برکت عطا فرما جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں ہم سب کو بھرنے کی تیاری کی توبہ عطا فرما سے ہم توبہ کر رہے ہیں الہ العالمین ہماری مدد فرما شیطان اور نفس کے مکائد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ہم سب کو اولیاء میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی تھی ان سے وہ ساری بھلائی عطا فرما جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما ہم سب کی ذاتی ضرورت ہے دنیا بھی ہماری پوری ضرورت الحمد للہ.